This is a News 1130 special report.
All this week, as you know, the News 1130 evening show is marking ADHD Awareness Week with a series of interviews with experts in the condition, people who help support and coach those with it, and people who have ADHD themselves. ADHD organizations use this Awareness Week to try to toss the myths, stereotypes, and widespread misinformation to the side.
Joining us tonight is Carol Wally, a recently retired public health nurse who's one of the two co-coordinators of CHAD Vancouver. Carol, thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can you explain to us what is CHAD?
CHAD is a national charitable organization that was originally formed to just help better the lives of individuals with ADHD and those who care for them. The CHAD Vancouver chapter provides information and support. We have information and support meetings on a monthly basis for anybody who's interested, mostly parents and adults that have ADHD or parents that have children with ADHD. And we also provide a adult ADD support group for adults that have ADHD. We do, we have a telephone line and an email and respond to lots of requests and questions that people have out in the community trying to find resources, where's support, that sort of thing.
Tell us, what are some of the myths about ADHD?
Well, I think that one of the common ones for many years, but it wasn't a real medical disorder, that it was more just activity or a child was not being managed well by his parent or, you know, sugar, they ate too much sugar, had red dye or something like that. But really there's overwhelming evidence now that is support, that scientific evidence that really all medical associations and government health authorities now recognize ADHD as a real disorder.
Carol, do you receive special training when you were a nurse to help people with ADHD?
No. And I think there's not a lot of training for people with ADHD that work with ADHD because this is part of the awareness thing, is that try to have everybody recognize the significance of ADHD, that it is a real disorder and deserves to be treated and managed like any other neurobiological disorder. So there isn't any training per se, I don't believe. One of the colleges used to have a course on ADHD, and I know we've had teachers say to us that they have received very little training in their teaching education, more around learning disabilities in that area rather than ADHD. But I do believe it's changing as the myths are dispelled and more people are aware of it and actually believe that it is a real condition. And many people, everybody probably knows somebody that has ADHD or knows somebody that has a child with ADHD or thinks somebody has ADHD. So I think just the awareness of it is really helping the education as well.
Let's talk about treatment. It must be a hard job for a parent sometimes. So what kinds of advice or coaching do you or your organization provide?
We really encourage parents to understand what ADHD is, that it's a neurobiological condition. And there's information now about how some of the functioning in the brain, like remembering things and learning from mistakes and those kinds of things, that there's more and more evidence to explain it to parents, and that it's so education is really important, that parents really understand what it is. And that it's not the child misbehaving just to bug you, or teachers will say too, you know, sometimes a child is just disruptive to get attention and that sort of thing. And it's not something that's done consciously for children that have ADHD. It's very difficult. So we tell them to get education. We have support meetings where they come and share with each other, and that is wonderful, to have parents share their frustration, share what works with each other, and really be believed. This is what we hear. People really believe me what I said was happening. They really understood exactly what I was going through and some of the struggles. So that sort of thing is really helpful. In Vancouver, unfortunately, I think it's the only place in Vancouver that has an official program, but there is a parent training program, which is really helpful if parents can get into that program with their kids.
Mm-hmm. Carol, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but if people want to get in touch with you, if they have any questions, what's the best way to go about that?
They can contact the CHAD phone line, and it's 604-222-4043.
All right. Thank you, Carol, for being with us tonight. We have to leave it at that.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's Carol Wally, recently retired public health nurse, who's one of two coordinators of CHADD here in Vancouver. And you can also Google CHADD as well. That would be CHADD. Next, traffic and weather together on the ones.